Now, Mr. President, I just want to report on that Louisa call. He's very much in control of himself, very relaxed, and sounded like a pretty fine fellow. I expressed, of course, your sympathy and that of Mrs. Johnson and explained what we had been doing and all the number of people that who were down there protecting that these things couldn't be guarded against. He understood completely, and he was in sort of a reflective mood, wanting to know, where do we go from here now? Is this, are we going to continue to have to give lives to this cause? Will this ever stop? They had a few unkind things to say about Wallace. He spoke about his own five children and, of course, was appreciative of the call. And I asked that if he had any information or any request, be sure to get in touch with me. My judgment, sir, is that, you know, if you did call him, that he's going to be reasonable and not in any sense uncontrollable or wild. But I do have a call into Nick to find out if they've run anything down on his background. I read in the paper this morning where he's a teamster, and that was the only identification I saw in the newspaper, the Washington Post.
Get that back next, or get the FBI to give you right quick a report.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see. I believe I'll just talk to Hoover again myself. Okay, you talk to Nick about it and see if they get anything and see what he thinks I ought to say. And then call me. I've got a 10 o'clock meeting. Call me beforehand. I'm going to be in the bathroom shaving because I've been working on this since 7, but I was up till after 2. I think that you better write out as much baloney as you can think of about your calling him and what happened and how you expressed the sympathy. And the president asked you to do it as soon as you came to the office this morning. And, that what you did and give it to George because they're hounding him to death. You also, you and Harry and your boys up there got to go to looking over your desk more and getting more news items out of it. You all do lots of things, but we just got to find people that call you and give you hints and look at this mail. What you and Harry, Larry, would look at it. You got a good news sense. And, is Harry working with you pretty well? Is he up there now, or is he still State Department?
He's got his foot a little bit in the other camp, but most of the time he's here. And
well, you give him leadership, and you watch that. You see what happens yesterday when Buzz gets all this stuff up. The newsmen go wild about it, and you have a good cabinet meeting, and you're really going.
Yeah.
But trouble is, we just stack stuff, and we go on to start, and we don't get it to, don't get it out. We don't communicate. We've got to start doing that. And
there are a lot of things that just slide by. We're so busy on each item that when you've done it, that you move and. Frankly, a lot of them do have news value that we overlook.
Right. Who is this on the Hill that was wanting you to do something on the rule? That's one thing we've got coming up on the reference to this bill. Now, this is just terrible, this reporting. They never got to accelerate public works in any story I read, and I read 15 of them.
The Washington Post had a pretty good Julius Duché indicated that this was going to be a good public works, but...
Oh, it was economic development, that damn word. Y'all got that in there, an ARA in it, just so. You better make them rewrite that thing completely. Now, there's three or four bills. One of them, one thing I really want you to look at is talk to Udall if you got any influence with him, and let's see if we can't get that assistant secretary from California. California just raising hell and saying they get that.
Yeah, I heard about it, and it's heartbreaking. Larry's been, you know, trying to get him, and Udall's made three mistakes right in a row. Each one of them seemed to...
What were they?
Well, first, he wouldn't take Moss's brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't qualified.
Yeah.
Then he said he'd take Herb Sprague, who was Governor Brown's man here, who wouldn't know the inside of a bucket if he fell in it.
Yeah.
Then he told Jim Carr out in San Francisco that there are three state senators who are going to be out of jobs because of redistricting. He'd take any one of them sight unseen right after he told them they couldn't take... Moss's man because he was not qualified.
Well, is Moss's man qualified?
It's dubious. John Macy and looked at him, and Stewart has interviewed him and say that he's, you know, he's good, but not right up to snuff the way he ought to be, and we just wouldn't put him at the top of any list. He's not totally disqualified. It's about the way it has worked out, but we look kind of foolish by saying, you know, the real rigorous test here, and then the word gets out to the California delegation that will take anybody, any one of three senators, state senators, but without even seeing them. So that's made it a little bit more awkward, and I think that's the reason that the delegation is pressing now to get in closer to you with this one so they can really raise Cain about it.
Well, if you, aren't you pretty close to Udall?
I am, although the last few months I've been kind of working in other areas a little bit, and I haven't been as close to him as I have in the past. I'm not close to him.
I wish you'd call him. I'm impressed. I'm very distressed. He thinks he's got California in one hell of a shit. And just say that Brown said we lost the undersecretary of